This country, you got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman.
This is Money Talks.
And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako with Troy Harmon and Ben Crow. And we're going to go right to Mac Porter's question.
Yeah, we got a tax question here about temporary living expenses. I live in Baltimore. Last year, my company assigned me temporary work opening our new Atlanta location to get it up and running. I expected that it would last for 6 to 9 months, and now I've been here 15 months and hope to return home next month. I've been told that since the assignment lasted longer than a year, it was no longer considered temporary, and that it'll be taxed on all my reimbursed living expenses while in Atlanta. Is that correct? Temporary living expenses, I mean, this is one scenario where it comes up, and then another scenario, and we'll kind of talk about each one, is where a corporate relocation. That's pretty common. You know, we're in the Atlanta area, and there's we get a lot of, you know, a lot of clients, executives that kind of move in, move out, and there's a common to get a package, you know, that goes along that, and very common for that package to include some temporary housing. So we're talking about using the same terminology, but it's two different scenarios. I mean, in this question, the issue is my employer sends me to work somewhere with you're expected to come back. Okay. So in that case, any reimburse, you know, if you have to pay for a hotel and you're living there for 6 months, any reimbursement you receive from your employer for that is not going to be taxable income. It's not going to show up anywhere on a W-2 or anything like that. That's because it's, quote, temporary as defined by the IRS, which is less than a year, if you expect it to last less than a year. So it gets a little, you know, it gets a little tricky when you go over a year, and then at some point, you know, the decision is made that, well, it's no longer temporary. And, you know, when that is and when everybody comes to that conclusion, that would change the tax treatment of those payments to you. Because if it's no longer temporary, then it would be income if the employer was giving you money.
I got you. So, let me tell you how my mind works here.
All right.
So I'm going to be temporarily relocated to Paris because we're thinking about opening an office over there. So if I get Gene to pay for my hotel room, that's not taxable income to me?
That,
now maybe that part about looking for an office may or may not be accurate.
Right.
That's what I'll.
I'm just going to be As long as Gene is ready to defend your trip as a legitimate business expense.
So that's not going to fly.
I don't think I would recommend.
But you appreciate how
absolutely, okay, Bill.
That's all, I was thinking
that's
Hawaii.
Forever the angle.
You got a lot of locations you need to open.
Well, you never know. Want to go to Nashville? Check it out.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
But
boots on the ground, got to do some recon.
I understand. You mix a little legitimate business in there with it. But the other side of the temporary, all right, so now for the relocated corporate professional that's moving into the area, a lot of times, you know, you got to come down, you got to find a place, you don't have a house, you know, day one, and they're going to give you some money to, you know, put you up in housing for a little while. Well, in that case, that money is going to be taxable to you. So just keep that in mind. It'll show up on your W-2 as income. In a lot of cases, your employer will gross it up and try to cover the tax liability. And whether or not they cheat you on that end is another question. But,
you know. Take that one up.
Make
the
a
employer.
Mistake. Make a mistake. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.